Set in 1962 Los Angeles, this stream of consciousness drama centers on a day in the life of George Falconer, a gay college professor who plans to commit suicide in the wake of his longtime lover's recent death. This is A Single Man with Joseph Hazzani, the Dilettante. This is a commendable, sophisticated look at gayness. The sophistication lies in the effort at making homosexuality effortless in an age where it can only survive as thus. Of course, with such a politically charged issue, it is extremely difficult for a critic to separate the work from the process of creating the work. For instance, it was hard for me to deter my concentration from imagining how that twink opposite of Professor Falconer got his role, as well as the legitimacy of this film as an Academy Award-nominated Best Motion Picture, which is not fair to the director, hence the inapplicability in the discussion. What makes this film digressive from the political mantelpieces of queerness trumpeted by the Academy is that the issue is a non-issue. Mr. Ford, the director, demonstrates quite flawlessly the humanity of these, quote, minorities. They are just like us, in that they are different than everyone else, which forthrightly includes existential issues and matters about love and lives worth living. True, the film is able to indulge us in the tense courtship of the homosexual male amongst the sea of heteros. How quickly the detection is on each party and how they bend is entertaining to see and thankfully central to the thesis of the invisibility of a person, the isolation of his existence. Is his solitary against, which is in friction, the world of people? Why does he have to be an opposite of anyone simply because he is not anyone but himself? And here is the extraordinary difficulty of attempting to hold in the center of the film a meditation on homosexuality and a meditation on human existence. The success of the film, as stated, is not veering into pandering to GLAAD, but it does not reach enough into giving us an exciting insight into the uniqueness of the queer query into the meaning of life. It is disappointing, in other words, that the loss of a loved one is so similar and hence so mediocre. That Professor Falconer is really just a typecast, a stock figure of the artistic world, only that his luxury from being middle-aged and single comes from predisposition and not narcissism. It's good to also point out that Mr. Ford does not play with the early 60s setting found in itself like Mad Men oftentimes does. It just is, like how we treat the contemporary. It isn't self-aware toward nausea. Yet again, we could have found more uniqueness to the character as he mixed with his age. So what is missing? How could have this been more perfect? The complaint is also the commendation. Is it possible that being gay is no different than being straight, with only the people in the story are different while the problems in life are the same? Because homosexuality is a central theme to A Single Man, it must make a bolder assertion. Not that we are all the same, but that we are all different. Grade B+. This has been A Single Man with Joseph Hazzani, a Dilettante.